followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is our good friend John Quirk, who worked with intelligence for many, many years, and now he has his own business where he tracks down money that's been hidden all over the world. But he has a fascinating career. He has a fascinating knowledge of exactly what's going on, friends in high places in many countries, and it's always a pleasure to have John with us. Good morning. Are you going to give us a critique of what's going on in the world today?
Yes, good morning, Stan. Yes, and it's usually I'm not an alarmist or you scared, worried about those security issues, which I follow all the time, and I would say the economy and its relation to national security issues.
Well, I think that we are in real trouble as a nation. I think that tragically, the American people really do not understand that so much of what's going on is a direct result of our policies, or at least of the policies of the people who work behind the scenes, who control our government, who control both political parties, and have made mockery out of our electoral process. But they have an agenda, they have a goal, and just give us your overview of what you see going on today.
Well, let me briefly summarize, and we can come back to each point. Here's the main problems with national security or crisis in national security. It's got to do with Iran, Venezuela, Russia, the Afghan-Pakistan theater, and China. The problems with Iran is that basically Obama wants to negotiate with Iran, and I feel appease them. And at the same time, will cause a tremendous rift between American and Israeli relations. And I don't care what the pundits say, the Israelis are very, very unhappy with Mr. Obama. The soft underbelly, Venezuela, Chavez is actually getting stronger. He has just won through putting millions of dollars the El Salvador election. He is putting billions into Peru, Panama, trying to overthrow their governments through so-called democratic elections. He's putting a lot of money. And probably the worst aspect of our national security, which Chavez is interfering with, is in Mexico. As you know, a few years ago, the left in Mexico almost won the election. They protested that they were defrauded. Chavez put a little money into it. Now he's putting millions of dollars into the left and socialists and leftists and communists in Mexico to have a big change there.
And well, where is he getting his money with the price of oil down? I would think that they would be hurting there.
You would think that because the Russians are demanding payment for quite a bit of money that they are owed by Venezuela. But nonetheless, Chavez is putting hundreds of millions of dollars into left-wing candidates in Peru and in Mexico. And then Russia down the line, they are engaging in a full-scale arms war like we've never seen since the middle of the Cold War. They're building new Russian submarines, new airplanes. They're expanding their intelligence service against us. As you probably read, they're planning bomber bases in Cuba and Venezuela, a big naval base in Venezuela, and they're trying to block and thwart us with anything to do with Iran or Central Asia. And then Obama's policies in Afghanistan, he believes that we must expand the troop levels in Afghanistan and Pakistan. And, I mean, I was a hawk on the Iraq war, and I still believe what we did in Iraq is the right thing. We do have democracy there. We have a forward base there. But I don't think we can win in Afghanistan and Pakistan. And I think before it's over, you'll see something like 100 to 150,000 troops going into Afghanistan and part of it.
Well, of course, the disturbing thing is that Obama promised to get us out of the war over there. He was going to get our men out of Iran, out of Iraq, and obviously he plans to leave a large contingent there. And then, of course, nobody anticipated he would massively increase our involvement in Afghanistan, which puts us, I think, in a real danger of getting into war with Pakistan. But go right ahead, John. John? Well, I hope we haven't lost John. John, are you there? Well, I guess we'll just have to pick this up until we get John back on again. But so many of the things that Obama said when he was running for office are not the things that he's doing. And I think even many people on the left who backed him because they desperately wanted to get out of Iraq, and as many of you know, Chris, I was not a hawk on Iraq. I don't think we ever should have gone in. Saddam Hussein, if you study his history, you'll find that in the 1950s he worked for an organization known as the Central... Yes, so do we have John back? Hello, who do we have on the line?
Hi, Stan. Sorry, I guess we broke off.
Yeah, we did. Oh, please pick it up where you left off. We were talking about Afghanistan and Pakistan.
Well, with all of this, in addition to the money that we have to put into the Middle East, and we're going to have to do something to counter Venezuela, but eventually Venezuela, Mexico, as well as the Russian arms build up and the Chinese are building up, in addition to all the troops we're sending to Afghanistan and Pakistan, the Pentagon is submitting 45 new weapon system proposals, which are going to cost trillions of dollars. So all of this, as far as foreign policy, national security, intelligence, is going to add even more to the deficit that we have already in the existing economy with all these bailouts.
Well, the question is, where is the money coming from? America's having to borrow money every single day, $2 to $3 billion a day, to pay our bills, and yet we're expending money as if it's going out of style. And even more than that, we're actually giving away billions of dollars to other countries while we're having to borrow it on the international markets. And one of our largest sources of funds is communist China. We live in a world gone mad.
And the Chinese will eventually use that in a very subtle policy of extortion. They have to, because they have issues that they want to accomplish. They want to control the world shipping lanes. They want a final resolution on Taiwan. And they want to build a blue water navy to push us out of the Pacific.
Well, hold on, John. We'll be back in just a minute after this break, right here at the American Freedom Network.
For
For over 15 years, K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery Care has provided not just clean carpet, but a healthy carpet. Bonded and insured, K&K has brought quality care to your home with a proven safe truck-mounted hot water extraction process that is pH-balanced, allergen-free, and safe for the environment. Tile, grout, heat transfers, and water damage care also available. For your free estimate, call K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery, 303-237-4655. Ask about the K&K discount on your first cleaning. That's 303-237-GO-KK. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and of course we were talking about the finances of what's going on today. I mean, here, you know, we've been involved in a war in Afghanistan for the better part of 8 years, going on into the eighth year. Now, of course, it's been obvious that Pakistan was funding their intelligence, which was funding the Taliban, who were killing our boys. Well, you know, Pakistan keeps saying, oh, we're going to stop funding them, we're going to stop doing that, we're going to cut our ties with the Taliban. But, you know, the first year you might have thought, well, maybe they're going to do it. The second year, the third year, the fifth year, the sixth year, the seventh year. But giving billions of dollars a year to Pakistan that's funding the ISI, that's funding the Taliban, after a while you begin to wonder, what sort of madness is this? An article on the in the New York Times front page on the 26th, titled U.S. Agents of Pakistan, or U.S. says Agents of Pakistan aid Afghan Taliban. U.S. says Agents of Pakistan aid Afghan Taliban. So we're giving money to Pakistan, and they're funding the Taliban that are killing our boys. That doesn't make any sense, John.
No, and it's been going on a long time, and even though the United States intelligence community works with the ISI, probably 50% of the ISI are pro-Taliban and tell them everything we're doing. Pakistan is a very important area in the world. They have 40 to 50 nuclear weapons. They fund terrorism against the Indians in Kashmir, like you saw the attack in Mumbai. The Taliban uses bases just like the Vietnam War, where the Vietnamese used to go into Cambodia to hide or go into Laos to hide. It's the same thing. The Taliban goes into Pakistan. And President Obama and the administration feel that we have to send more and more troops. However, you get into issues of sovereignty and killing civilians, and I think what it's going to be is just drag us down for 2 to 3 years economically. And I'm not sure, even at this stage, that we can defeat Islamic fundamentalists through military action. I'm not even sure that we can defeat Islamic fundamentalism at all. I think it's up to the individual countries to do it. And when you have a country like Pakistan, where many of the leaders, intelligence, and military people support that radical Islam, I think it's going to continue to drain money from us, drain lives, and Obama's plan is to send more and more troops and more money, and I'm not sure that's going to work in Pakistan.
Well, I share your concern. I just, it seems like we're in a hole and we're trying to get out by digging it deeper.
We have two other problems regarding Afghanistan.
All right, go ahead.
And that's in Central Asia. The United States has been kicked out of Kyrgyzstan, and we have to leave Uzbekistan. The Russians were behind that. And a lot of people don't know this, but almost all of the energy that is supplied to NATO troops and American troops comes from Russia. I believe Russia is trying to suck us into a greater war, kind of as a payback, and to hurt us in a lot of other areas. It's a global conspiracy against America. Iran, Venezuela, Russia, Islamic terrorists, I think are all working somehow together. I mean, I'm not a conspiratorial guy, but if you look at what's happening, on the other side of Afghanistan, you have the Iranians and the Russians working together to put pressure and eliminate a lot of our supply lines. And then you've got, as you mentioned, Pakistan, who gives intelligence and military aid and support to the Taliban. So I think that part of the world is a no-win situation. The biggest problem I see there is that the United States is going to spend trillions and trillions of dollars, and if we leave or if we pull out or even have a small base, the Taliban can always resurrect itself in that part of the world.
But, of course, they were actually originally financed by Pakistan and by good friends in Saudi Arabia. And is the Taliban any worse than the Saudi Arabians as far as brutality and Islamic fundamentalism?
Yes, I think the Taliban is horrible. They treat women terrible. They do not want children to be educated. They have all their very tough religious conservative views of the Quran. And they've made Afghanistan a miserable place. I mean, the United States has done a lot of good. You never hear about it. We've built water projects. We've built hundreds of schools and hospitals. We've helped the people. We've educated people. We've given scholarships to people. A lot of our effort with our own military there were on social programs, and we have that. It's just that I don't think that a lot of the things that we throw at in normal to normal countries other than Muslim countries will work there. I don't think that the type of things we're doing are appreciated by the conservative culture of Islam there.
And why
don't want us there.
Why is it that when the Taliban were there, they pretty well controlled the growth of opium, and now that we're there and we control the country, why we can't get rid of the opium? Why can't we just spray the fields and kill the heroin? Why is it that?
Well, we do that in certain areas. However, what we do when we do that, we offend the local population, believe it or not. And sometimes the policies of not just the United States and NATO to get rid of all the opium fields don't work, because the farmers, we need their support. We kind of look the other way and let them grow the opium. And we do make some type of an effort, but it's increasing so dramatically, not just with the Taliban, but with regular, normal, organized crime channels supplying opium, which goes into heroin, into Sicily, into France, and into Corsica and Sicily. It's just a losing battle. It's another problem of Afghanistan. It's the opium, it's the Taliban, it's Islamic fundamentalism, and as you know, all the reports indicate that NATO and the United States were losing that battle.
Right, I'm sure we are, and I'm not sure we're going to do any better by just putting in more troops. And Obama's talking about putting an additional $20 billion into Afghanistan. We don't, maybe somebody ought to explain to Mr. Obama that we don't have the money. We're having to borrow money every day, going deeper and deeper in debt. And that's how great nations are destroyed, is by debt. It's
Obama, I agree with you completely. Obama is putting himself in a very bad situation here. He wants to appear tough on Afghanistan by putting more troops and money. And at the same time, I believe all of his policies towards Iran are going to be appeasement. he's already secretly reached out to Iran and said, look, we can drop the economic sanctions. We can unfreeze your billions of dollars. We can give you that oil technology that only the United States has. And we want some guarantee that you're not going to develop nuclear weapons. What this has done is caused us several problems. The Israelis are very, very nervous about Obama. I have never seen, and I talked to Israeli intelligence people, State Department people, consul generals, diplomats, average Israelis. They do not like Obama at all. They're terrified of him appeasing Iran without any guarantees, firm guarantees that the Iranians will not develop nuclear weapons. And at the same time, Obama has put the skids on the Mideast peace process that he sent Senator Mitchell over because he believes that if he makes peace with Iran, that will outmaneuver Syria, outmaneuver Hezbollah, and will lead the way to a Palestinian-Israeli peace agreement. I think it's a big mistake because I don't think the Israelis will ever trust the Iranians. So on the one side, Obama will probably come back and say, look, I've made peace in our times with the Iranians, but on the other side, we've got to spend trillions of dollars and defeat the Taliban in Afghanistan. And all this is going to do, combined with, if you have a calculus, combined with the money we're going to spend on new weapon systems, fighting the Russians, trying to do something to get Latin America back on our side, is going to put the United States into bankruptcy. And then the Chinese will come into play and start squeezing us financially.
And I think that is the major threat to America today, is this country could actually go bankrupt. People say, oh, it could never happen here, but I would like to ask why it couldn't. It happened in ancient Greece. It happened in ancient Rome, where they got involved in all sort of, you know, deficit spending to fund their military, and I don't know why it couldn't happen in the United States. And
see,
think what would happen if...
During the Cold War, we were fighting communism as an ideology, but we could still talk to the Russians. They had their spheres of influence, and we had ours. Now, Russia, Iran, China, and Venezuela are coming together, almost with terrorists, trying to bring down the United States. And they're doing it section by section, compartmentalizing things. You've seen the problems we've had on the border with Mexico. So our immigration policies certainly don't work. If a left-wing government gets in, which Chavez is trying to do in Mexico, we will have no security at all with Mexico. They can bring in nuclear weapons through Venezuela. They can bring in a Russian base. They can do anything they want. So Mexico is starting to deteriorate rapidly, not just as far as drugs, but politically. And then with Iran, we're starting to lose the support of Israel. Israel is starting to lose support for some of their foreign policy goals. If we get into Iran, we could lose Saudi Arabia, Central Asia, and Egypt. Those countries may want to develop nuclear weapons. The Saudis have never liked the Iranians. And what we will do is probably institutionalize the fact that Iran will be the regional power, and I don't trust them not to continue to develop nuclear weapons. And then if Russia, of course, is trying to block and thwart us all over with building bases in Latin America, with trying to, they paid billions of dollars to Uzbekistan and Kyrgyzstan to kick us out there. They're very resentful of the expansion of the United States. So we've got these problems that Obama's going to have to face. Iran, Venezuela, Russia, Afghanistan, Pakistan, and eventually the big problem we're going to have is eventually China. So it's I think our domestic economic problems, which are great, very, very great, will eventually be overshadowed by our national security problems.
But of course, if we do not have the money to maintain our military and maintain a strong nation, why, if we begin defaulting on our obligations and repayment of our loans, why, we will certainly lose our leadership of the world.
And you see, Russia has got a new arms build-up plan. They're planning new submarines with cruise missiles, new ships, two new aircraft carriers, a number of airplanes. They'll never be the same as they were in the Cold War, but now they're getting better equipment technologically to supply Iran, Venezuela, and even China. They have agreements with all of those countries. So they want to reach out and block and thwart the United States where they can. The biggest problem in our hemisphere, as we've talked about, is Venezuela. If you look at it, Chavez is winning. He has left-wing governments now in Bolivia, Ecuador, El Salvador, Nicaragua, Cuba, of course. He's trying to use subversion in Panama, and he's giving lots of money to Argentina, Peru, and Mexico, as I've mentioned. So what he's doing is he's getting democratically elected governments to go into dictatorships of leftists. In other words, he's democratically funding leftist candidates who are all anti-American and doing everything to kick the United States out of the hemisphere. At the same time, he's encouraging more terrorists to go into Latin America. There are terrorist bases in Paraguay, near Uruguay, the Argentina border. Hezbollah is training on the Venezuelan-Colombian border. Al-Qaeda trains in Venezuela. And so Chavez is bringing in Iran, Russia, and more Chinese businesses to squeeze and cut off money and economic relationships between Latin America and the United States, and he's succeeding.
We'll be back in just a moment with Mr. John Quirk, and if you have a question, why, I will invite your question to 970-689-8255, right here in our computer network.
Office or commercial space for rent. Here's your chance to get a great location downtown Johnstown across from Ace Hardware on Parrish. Only $500 a month. Lots of room for sign exposure and 500 square feet. Available now. Call 970-231-6586. Also available, one-bedroom apartment for rent. Remodeled, clean, air conditioning, downtown Johnstown, off-street parking. Available now. Only $575 a month. Please call 970-231-6586. 970-231-6586.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way. The only way they know how.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Parents, remind your young adults during spring graduation and prom season, the pressure and excitement becomes much greater and the likelihood of misusing or abusing drugs and alcohol. This year, practice moderation and common sense, especially behind the wheel and on our roads and highways. Remember, the life you save may be your own. A strong and safe community begins with the involvement and integrity of its people. This message was brought to you by the folks who care at Sykes Enterprises Incorporated, where they realize our children are our future and the future is worth protecting. That's Sykes Enterprises, located in Sterling.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest, John Quirk, who's certainly a world traveler and knows people in most of the major countries throughout the world, worked with intelligence for many years. Our telephone number, 970-689-8255, 970-689-8255. If you have a question for Mr. Quirk, why go ahead? Well, of course, you know, one of the immediate threats to the United States certainly is South America, and you would think that that would be one of the major things that we'd be focusing on today. I mean, why are we worried about the Taliban, you know, halfway around the world in Afghanistan when we find, you know, the communist element working right there in Mexico? With, you know, we know that the country is destabilized. It would be an ideal site for a communist takeover the way the situation is going there. And certainly, you know, with the communists expanding their influence, and as you mentioned, El Salvador, they just put in a pro-communist government into El Salvador. It's been traditionally an ally of America, and yet all of our attention seems to be focused halfway around the world rather than the very real threat in the Western Hemisphere. It just doesn't make any sense.
You know, you're absolutely right, and it's really our soft underbelly. Even Colombia today, you know, last week they broke up a plot to assassinate President Uribe, and FARC was behind it. Now, Chavez has been giving aid to FARC and funding certain FARC candidates because President Uribe cannot run again. He's trying to change the Constitution, but it's unlikely that he'll run. And a military person may run, and it could cause more problems because certain candidates that Chavez funds in Colombia could cause more chaos in Colombia, whereby Colombia and Chile and Brazil, to a certain extent, have stood up against Chavez. So we are disengaging from Latin America. It started during the Bush administration. I think it's a big, big mistake. It's going to hurt us financially, economically, and from a national security standpoint. Chavez has built up all kinds of military Russian arms. He's got Iranians at his nuclear facility. So if Mexico goes left in the next election, even if the United States, and we probably would put all kinds of troops on the border, that doesn't mean that we're safe. I mean, a terrorist group could then easily bring a nuclear weapon in. There's Iranians in Venezuela. They could bring a nuclear weapon in up through Venezuela, through Central America, and into Mexico. So you have a guy like, you know, every one of these dictators has a different M.O. The Iranian president is a religious fundamentalist fanatic of the Shia and believes that Israel and the United States should be destroyed. Chavez is not really a Marxist. I doubt he's ever read one. He's an America hater. We've heard him talking on the phone how he'd love to see America destroyed, and he overtly talks about that, to destroy imperialistic America. Russia has great resentment against us because we've expanded into Eastern Europe and many of the former Russian republics. China wants to dominate the world economically and dominate markets and shipping. And then again, you've got Pakistan, which is like Iran, a fundamentalist state that believes that the United States is out to destroy Islam. So we're dealing with some very, very tough advocates in the world who, Iran, Venezuela, Russia, all have oil. And they're using that oil, even though oil sales are down now, they're using it for subversion and to undermine the United States wherever they can.
Well, you know, one of the things that really has disturbed me for some time is the fact that we were wanting to put atom missile bases there in Poland and in Czechoslovakia. And, of course, I think that Russia feels somewhat threatened by that. It would be sort of like if the Russians had atom missile bases in Mexico, so they could shoot down our atom ballistic missiles, you know, in the first stage of flight. But the idea that suddenly we're building atom missile bases in Poland and Czechoslovakia because we're concerned, we're trying to protect Europe against Iran, I don't think the Russians are stupid enough to believe that for one minute. I think that in many ways we're provoking Russia by putting those bases right on their very border. And as they say, it would be like the Russians installing their bases in either Canada or Mexico.
Well, I think you're right. The other thing we've done, the Russians have always been extremely paranoid. They've been invaded so many times. They see that as a provocation. They are building up their intelligence and their military, and they're trying to use subversion and intelligence against the Poles, Czechs, Hungarians, and Bulgarians because they think the United States is going to build up there. And all we've done is exactly what you say. We've pandered to the Russians' paranoia. And they don't want to be invaded. They want very solid buffer states. And seeing American missiles based in Poland just drove them crazy. It's like even during the Cuban Missile Crisis, it looked like Kennedy won. We got the Russian missiles out of Cuba, but we had to take all of our missiles out of Turkey. A lot of people don't know that. We had to back down, basically. It was not a foreign policy victory for Kennedy. It was a foreign policy defeat for the United States. And what shocked me about Obama is that he immediately went to the Russians and said, if they would help us on Iran, he will pull the missiles out of Eastern Europe. We don't need Russian help with Iran, but now he's complicated things. Obama's complicated things, and it looks like we're weak. The Russians will take advantage of that, and now we're going to bring the Russians in to help us with Iran, and I don't see what the Russians can do, and I don't see the Iranians, no matter what verification or inspectors we have on the ground, backing down from developing nuclear technology.
Well, and, the question in my mind is, who's really running American foreign policy? There was a recent speech that was given by General James Jones over at the Munich Security Conference, and I'm sure you're well aware of it, where General Jones, speaking of a tribute that a previous leader, Henry Kissinger, said, well, you know, we have a chain of command here in our State Department or in our intelligence, and I get my instructions every day from Henry Kissinger through Brent Scowcroft and he mentioned, I think, Sandy Berger. Is Henry Kissinger influencing Obama's foreign policy? Or Henry Kissinger, the Republican, the man who was advising Bush, is he advising Obama today?
Yes, I think This is a strange thing that the people like me in the national security area that follow things. Obama's National Security Council is quite different than what Mrs. Clinton's would have been, or even Bill Clinton's, or certainly George Bush's. He's reached out to very different people. I won't say that they're completely leftist, but they're heavily leftist in their views. I think Jones, although he's head of the National Security Council, probably won't have the final word on anything to do with Iran, Venezuela, Russia, China, or Afghanistan. Obama has a inner circle from Chicago, this David Axelrod, who is kind of his Rasputin. Axelrod's mother was in the Communist Party in New York. His father was a leading labor union person.
Hang on there. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Hi, this is Phil with WolfAutoGroup.com. We sell new, used trucks, cars, ATVs. We love to barter, horse trade. You know, your valuable things for ours. We also have many willing lenders to finance any difference left over to make your payoff on your automobile. Try us. We will trade for your valuable goods. WolfAutoGroup.com. Local number 303-931-9096. Talk to Mr. Wolf personally for the best location to serve you. Thank you.
Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to join them as they celebrate Passover 2009 in Messiah Yeshua. He brought us out to bring us in. Festivities begin Wednesday, April the 8th at 6 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza, 10 East 120th Avenue in Northland. The Messiah Band, Mishpacha Family Praise Dance, and the Intercourt Dancers will be there. Deadline for reservations, March the 25th. So call now, 1-800-205-6245, and get your reservations for Passover 2009 and Chag Sameach. Your brother has it, your co-workers have it, and your friends have it. You need to get your concealed weapons permit, too. Go to www.theshootingschool.org and sign up now for the NRA basic pistol class to get your Colorado concealed carry permit. Unlike most instructors, we provide you with enough certificates to renew your carry permit for 10 years. Visit theshootingschool.org now to register or call Senior Instructor Dennis Young at 303-478-8121. That's Dennis Young at 303-478-8121. www.theshootingschool.org. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, our last segment this morning. Our telephone number, 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. If you have a question for John, he's on the front lines of the battle and certainly is in contact with people. John, as you talk to people, are they as concerned as I am, or as I think they should be, about our current economic situation? How can this country, spend its way out of the problem we're in, which we got into by too much spending, and now faced with a massive debt, and we're going to be increasing the national debt probably between $1.5 and $2 trillion this year. And certainly as you look at things going down the road, why, of course, Mr. Geithner wants to spend trillions of dollars more trying to, buy our way out of the problem we're into because we got into from too much spending. Sounds to me like we're just fighting fire with gasoline, that everything they're doing now is going to make the situation worse. And eventually it's going to destroy the value of our currency. And there's no better way to destroy a nation than to destroy the value of the currency.
Well, I've seen more and more people really become depressed about the situation with general statements like the middle class is being ruined, we'll never climb out of this mess. It'll almost be impossible for young people to buy houses. The banks aren't loaning any money. Small business is going downhill quickly. And recently, which I'm really shocked at, people are coming to me saying, I want to move to Panama, Costa Rica, Europe. How do you set up an infrastructure? How do you get a passport? How do you get a residency? Can I set up a bank account overseas? I think that there's tremendous fear. There's a lot of misinformation, but that the government has lost confidence between Bush and Iran, and they've got to do a lot to build that back up. Obama's plan is to try to spend our way out of this, but I still don't see over the long term how that's going to turn around the auto industry. It's going to save people now losing their jobs, foreclosures. We have about 80,000 condos completely empty in the Miami area, and more people for the first time, Florida, people are moving out of Florida. They're not coming down here. So I think that the next 6 months will tell. What I'm worried about is a couple different kind of hits hitting the economy. A major act of terrorism, and we know we have terrorists in this country, could hurt the economy more. A huge overseas crisis, such as Israel attacking Iran and Iran attacking Israel, and then the United States gets involved. Probably the biggest thing I'm worried about now is Venezuela and what they're doing in Mexico with their intelligence service and giving them money. I'm not too worried about China now, because China is kind of taking patience, as they usually do, and waiting to see what's going to happen in the United States. They're not really abandoning us now. But I'm personally against us expanding into Afghanistan because of the money. I think that we don't have a lot to worry about with Russia, especially if we come out of the economic mess. I think the two biggest foreign policy problems, immediate foreign policy problems, which will affect our economy, will be Iran, Israel, and then what happens with the expansion of Venezuela and funding left-wing groups in the United States. And then I think we have to take action. We're not taking action. We should shut off the border with Mexico and move the troops there and wipe out the drug cartels. We shouldn't appease Iran. We should continue to negotiate or let the economic sanctions work. And we should try to use diplomacy with Russia and probably Afghanistan without spending so much money. But it seems like the politicians, and I think we have some horrible leadership in Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi, not just Obama, and a lot of weak Republicans that can't do anything, they're just opening up the United States checkbook, and we're going greater and greater into debt.
Absolutely, and eventually, you know, I think that any logical individual would say you can't keep spending money you don't have, and sooner or later, keep spending money, it's going to have to be paid back to either the American people or specifically to our people like China and Japan and the oil companies, countries. And if they stop funding us, why, we're going to be in real trouble. We're just going to have to monetize our currency. And when you start monetizing, you lay the foundation for inflation. And there's no better way to destroy a nation than, well, we've seen this recently in Zimbabwe. The nation that we brought to install the dictator there, and we've kept him in power, and Zimbabwe is simply an example of what happens when you have irresponsible people controlling the money supply.
And you know, man, the human is such a fragile thing. We could eventually go into chaos or disease or warfare. We'll be fighting over resources. The other day I took a yellow pad of paper and I looked at the money we're spending. We're spending $3 to $6 trillion with the bailout to the banks and AIG and so on. We're spending another $3 trillion with the national budget. We're going to spend $4 to $6 trillion if even half of these 20 weapon systems are approved. And then if there's a major war in Iran, or we expand in Afghanistan, or we have to move the troops on the border to Mexico, you're talking about probably $1 or $2 trillion more. And that all adds up to something like $20 to $25 trillion, not including the deficit. And eventually, the Chinese will cut us off. And that could sink us into a depression. Some people think we're in a depression. I don't think we're in a depression. I think we have a pretty good chance of coming out of this. But one thing could tip the scales and send our economy even into a worse situation than it is today. And I think it will probably come from the national security sector.
Well, certainly, you know, once we begin getting into a situation where the value of our currency begins to collapse, at that point, I hope maybe the American people are going to begin to wake up and understand that our leadership seems to have a much different agenda than that of the average individual, because of course our great financial institutions seem to be working in lockstep with our intelligence agencies, and they seem to have a different agenda than I think the average American, who wants to maintain our America as an independent and sovereign nation. These people seem to be intent upon forcing us into a crisis situation where we'll accept this idea of a one world government. It seems to be their major goal and objective is to replace our sovereignty. Hey, John, we'll talk to you tomorrow afternoon.
Okay, all the best, and God bless you. Bye-bye.
God bless. Thanks very much. Great to have you with us. We'll be right back in just a minute. Wrap up the program.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these our life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. Respect and care for our senior citizens should be a prime concern for everyone in our community. It shouldn't matter what season it is. Keep an extra eye open for our seniors and check on them on a regular basis and make sure they have what they need. Help with chores, visit a hospital or a nursing home. Keep hope alive by letting them know someone cares. This message courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, shop, and raise our families. They're doing their part to keep it that way. That's Brush Housing Authority, 970-482-5046. Office or commercial space for rent. Here's your chance to get a great location downtown Johnstown across from Ace Hardware on Parrish. Only $500 a month. Lots of room for sign exposure and 500 square feet. Available now. Call 970-231-6586. Also available, one-bedroom apartment for rent. Remodeled, clean, air conditioning, downtown Johnstown, off-street parking. Available now. Only $575 a month. Please call 970-231-6586. 970-231-6586. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here. I hope you enjoy our program with Mr. Quirk. He has a very much of a internationalist view. He knows the people in key positions in intelligence agencies throughout the world. Now, of course, my view is slightly different. I believe there are powerful spiritual forces working behind the scenes. I think that our policy is being run, foreign policy is being run by the Obama administration, by the same people who ran it during the Bush administration and the Clinton administration and the first Bush administration. The Trilateral Commission controls the American government. They set out in 1973 to take control of our government. Today, their people include General James Jones in charge of our national security and Admiral Blair in charge of our home security and of course, the people who control our State Department, people who control our Treasury, Timothy Geithner. There's only about 11 members of the Trilateral Commission, but they're all in the key positions in this administration, as they were in key positions in the previous administration. And they have a different loyalty, because you see their goal is a one-world government, a one-world financial system, a one-world currency, and a one-world religion, because they hate Christianity. And once you begin to understand that, so much of what makes sense, what goes on, makes sense. I mean, why would we be consistently financing a country like Pakistan, where, of course, the Pakistan are funding the ISI that are killing our boys? Why, for the same reason we did that in Vietnam. The same reason, of course, we've done this time and time again during the Second World War. American corporations building the weapons that were used by the Germans to kill American boys. Nothing is it appears to be. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to hear my talk, The Forbidden Secret. The Forbidden Secret. And you really want to have this information. You need to understand that Mr. Obama, if you read what the Luciferians say, and I'm speaking of a recent article by Corrine McLaughlin and Gordon Davidson, both of them have been affiliated with the Lucius Trust. Go to the Lucius Trust website, luciustrust.org, and go to your search engine and type in Lucius Trust Lucifer and follow that. Read what they say about Lucifer. Go to the link they have on an article on Lucifer that says Lucifer is really a pretty good guy. And these are the people who will tell you that Obama is the chosen leader. Corrine McLaughlin, Gordon Davidson recently wrote an article, said Obama is the chosen leader. And millions of people throughout the world know it, but you're never going to read this in our local newspaper because they're all controlled and they all tie in to this elite group, which I refer to as the Brotherhood of Darkness, who are energized by the dark side. Ladies and gentlemen, we're involved in this spiritual battle. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. The books, Brotherhood of Darkness, The Talk, forbidden secret or secret knowledge, either one of them, but forbidden secret is the best. Get the syllabus that goes with that. Get the DVD, The Eye of the Phoenix, which goes into the occult symbols on the back of our dollar bill. You'll want to certainly get the DVDs. If you haven't already seen them, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, Riddles in Stone, ARP Productions, The Atlantis Connection by Chris Pinto, and The Emergence, The Coming of the New World Leader by Constance Cumby, and our four-tape set of interviews with Constance, The Aquarian Conspiracy. Because there really is a conspiracy, a supernatural conspiracy, a conspiracy against God. My number again, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Please pray for revival and pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-2-